The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation of Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
All right, we are talking with Jeff Niles, who plays the Doctor in DRE's Doctor Who fan series, and I wanted to interview him. I hoped to do it live in the podcast, but it didn't quite work out that way for time reasons, so I sent Jeff some questions, and he answered them, so here we go. Let's get the interview going with Jeff Niles, the Doctor. So, Jeff, how have you enjoyed playing the Doctor in DRE's Doctor Who fan series?
You know, is that a real question? Of course I enjoyed playing the Doctor. It's a dream role. It's one of those parts that you always think, if I lived in England, maybe I could become the Doctor. But I don't, so... Hey, you know, this is the next best thing. I mean, who would not want to play the Doctor? And the script is so well written, and it was so much fun to perform. I'm very, very, very happy to play the Doctor.
Was it easy or difficult to step into a role previously played by another actor, a guy by the name of Ron Smith?
Easy to step into a role previously played by Ron who? Oh, Ron Smith, yes, of course. Ron, I loved Ron's Doctor. Ron had a certain panache to him, you know, he was... dashing, I would think. That would be the word. And, of course, my take is completely different. I mean, for one thing, he's much older, because I am much older. And there was a certain air about Ron Smith's Doctor that just was fun to listen to. And I think with my take, it's, you know, I think I set a bit of the old grumpiness back to him, you know. But it was fairly easy, I'd say.
In Purity, you play more than just the Doctor. You also play Snuff in a couple of smaller roles. How was it playing multiple characters?
Oh, yes, I do play more than one part in the Purity. And, yes, I do play Snuff. Now, originally, it's kind of interesting, because originally I was playing Chancellor Vor in the show. And I love the way the guy that took over the parts, Joel Nesbitt, has done it, but it was quite a bit different. It was actually closer to the way I've been playing the Doctor now, and this is why, you know, I couldn't be Chancellor Vor and the Doctor. But Snuff is way different. He had a, you know, almost golem-like personality.
Good morning, Snuff. Who's this?
This is Snuff's baby brother, Jep.
Snuff told me he had company, so we rounded up some food for you.
How very neighborly of you, Jep, was it?
That's just what Snuff calls me.
Wait there. There's more. For coffee juice.
What's this? Fruit for breakfast?
It'll be good for you. Just eat it.
Perfect. Just what I wanted.
You know, he's, he was fun to play. I enjoyed him. And I've listened to the interaction between the Doctor and snuff at one point, and they're quite different. Now, you see, I was on stage, and when I did stage acting, I did, that was one of my specialties. I did play quite a few multiple parts. I mean, and one show we did was called Hamlet, Prince of Wall Street, which was a modern take on Hamlet, and I played Felonius, who, of course, was something like Pelonius, you know. I also played Guildenstern, or in the real Hamlet was Guildenstern, and they were really quite different. It's one of the hardest things to do when you're doing something on stage is that you have to look different and totally different from the character you've also been playing. And it's a lot easier on audio because nobody can actually see what I really look like. Thank God, I'm sure. And, you know, I can have both my characters talking to each other at the same time. You know, which you can't really do on stage unless you're, you know, playing a split personality kind of character. I also played five parts, I think it was, in the play Candide. And I had, for that one, I had a series of little mustaches and goatees and sideburns and everything like that. So it made every character different. And it's fun. It's a lot of fun to play multiple characters.
Which has been your favorite character to play in this?
Well, do you have to actually ask what my favorite character to play in this is? It's the Doctor, of course. I mean, who wouldn't want to be the Doctor? It's much more fun to play the Doctor than it is to, well, actually Snuff was kind of an interesting character because I never played a character like him before who sounded way, way different, you know. But yeah, I think my favorite character to play in this would be, of course, the Doctor. I mean, Chancellor Vore, when I was playing, was kind of interesting, but nope. When it comes down to it, it's the Doctor. Of course.
So are you enjoying the episodes of Purity?
Oh, I am very much enjoying the episodes of Purity. It was fun to actually help create the episodes of Purity by, you know, editing the story together. And actually hearing it come alive, you know, with voices here and there, you know, different voices, you know, reacting to the other voices. You know, it's kind of different because the way we do it, you know, you never actually see the other person that you're acting against, and it's somehow kind of magical when it's all put together, all edited together. And yes, it was a lot of work. I mean, it was 82 or so, 83 scenes, 84, I don't know exactly how many scenes it was, but it took a while, and I think it came out great. Yes, I think all the effort we put into it was fantastic. As Christopher Eccleston's Doctor would say, yes, all the effort in this paid off in big time. Yes, it was, as you say, a labor of love, and something that I think people will really, really, really enjoy. I mean, I've heard all the episodes. I've heard, you know, all the raw edited episodes, and then the two that I've heard full music and effects and everything like that. Just, it's a terrific story.
So how does the story of Purity stack up against other Doctor Who stories, in particular your debut story of Parasite of the Daleks?
I enjoyed doing the Parasite of the Daleks. When the character actually regenerates into my doctor, it was a challenge, because at first I didn't know exactly how I wanted to play him, and then you and I discussed, you know, how he would be played, and I think Parasite of the Daleks was really, really good. You know, very surprising how it all came together.
So what do you think defines your portrayal of the Doctor?
That's a hard one to answer. I looked at the old series of Doctor Who. And I'm a longtime fan. I've been a fan for over 30 years. I just decided that I would make him a combination of three of the old doctors. You know, I took the old man-ish quality of the first doctor, William Hartnell, and I think the slight whimsy of Doctor Number Two, Patrick Troughton, and combined it with the combined grumpiness of Doctor Number Six, Colin Baker, who I actually loved watching, who is actually my favorite regeneration of all. It was so different from Peter Davison, and it was almost like a Jekyll and Hyde thing going on between those two. And I just enjoyed the grumpiness and the coarseness of that character, and alienness. And he was so gruff, you know, just you could see the first doctor in him. And that's what I did. I combined all three of those doctors. They're all, of course, the same person, but I combined all three of those traits into my doctor, and I think it came out rather well.
Well, thanks for joining me, Jeff.
Thank you for having me, John. Thank you. And we'll talk to you soon. Doctor out.
This program is copyright 2017, all rights reserved, and is brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises. The journey continues.